the U.S. Geological Survey has upgraded its warning on the Kilauea volcano eruption to red, meaning an eruption with significant ash emission is likely imminent. The volcano has been opening up fissures since May 3rd. One person who has seen that volcano up close is self-described lava chaser Demian Barrios. He's a photographer and has been watching Hawaii's volcanoes for years. We reached him yesterday on Skype just as the volcano activity was kicking up. This volcano has actually been erupting for years, but Demian told us this time is different.
It is. So, you know, this is these fissure eruptions are a lot more random. They're not as predictable. And it's you know, I have all the respect and a lot of sentiment for the people who have lost homes and been displaced. But, you know, having said that, it has been a very exciting time. We haven't had an eruption like this since 1955. So it's very historical, very different. And, you know, from that standpoint, it's been pretty exciting to watch.
And this is all happening in one area of the Big Island. I've heard less than 5% of the Big Island of Hawaii has been affected by this. But are you worried about, was that a lava eruption that we're hearing
that
in the background?
That was a lava eruption. Wow. That you can hear in the background, yes.
Well, are you worried about wow, that's pretty amazing. Tell us what's happening.
So we have a part of the fissure 18 over here that has a pretty active vent. It is putting a lot of superheated steam and gas, or not steam, just gas coming out. And it is ejecting some lava bombs into the air. So those are the explosions that you are hearing. I'm about 3/4 of a mile from that site.
It's pretty loud, even 3/4 of a mile away.
It is very loud, definitely louder than a jet engine. And, you know, there's a couple points where I was even putting earplugs in my ear because we were so close and it was so loud.
Hmm. So there are other vents. This is just amazing to listen to. I mean, you know what it sounds like to me just from this distance, and maybe to some of our listeners, it sounds like a whale sending water out of its blowhole.
Yeah. So imagine a whale, but instead of sending water, it's, you know, hot rocks and hot volcanic vapor.
Yeah, much more dangerous. One of the big warning signs for people there has been that there have been earthquakes that happen before the eruptions. Is that still the case, or now do you kind of never know when it's going to start to spew lava?
You know, it really has been unpredictable. But yes, for the most part, there has been indications prior to that, knowing that there's going to be something happen. There's normally a crack that opens up and lots of gases starting to come out. And normally we have felt a huge earthquake right before a huge fissure eruption has erupted. So a lot of times we've been sitting here at ground zero and at a current place, and then we see some smoke and some cracks happening, and then we feel a huge shake in the ground, and we'll look up and we'll see that right at that instant a new fissure has popped up.
And what we just heard behind you while you were talking there sounded more like gunshots.
Yes. So, you know, there are some, that one that's producing those sounds is actually not producing a lot of lava. Some of the other fissures next to that are not as loud, and they're the ones that are actually shooting a lot more lava out. That one seems to be getting clogged with any lava that's on the surface, and that's what's trapping in those gases. Once it builds enough pressure, that's when it's releasing, and that's when we're hearing those loud explosions and also sending out some, you know, superheated lava bombs that have been kind of exciting to watch, you know, rocks flying hundreds of feet in the air.
So do you think a bigger eruption is yet to come?
You know, it's very possible. This eruption has been following almost verbatim to what the 1955 eruption did. And as much as the community would like to see things calm down here, it is very likely, and geologists and experts have been saying that it is very likely that we might see a larger eruption, not just these fissure eruptions. So it's a very good chance that, you know, a large part of this fault line could open up, giving way to a massive erupting cinder cone. But, you know, we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed. As exciting as it would be to see that, you know, it's also going to have a huge impact here on the community and the residents. So I'm kind of hoping it doesn't come to that. And, you know, maybe life can go back to normal here on the island.
I wonder if you could just let us listen for 30 seconds to the sound of this volcano.
Absolutely. I'll just hold the mic out here and let me know when you're ready.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Wow. And what are you seeing as we're listening to that?
So there is a big amount of smoke that comes out. So because of my distance, there's a little bit of lag between the audio and what I'm actually seeing. So you see a huge plume of smoke. You see huge rocks fly up into the air. And then you can hear those explosions. So there's a combination of the explosion and then also the venting of the gas that makes that jet engine sound.
Well, Demian, I had no idea that when we did this interview that we would be doing it right in the middle of an eruption like that. But it's really exciting to hear. I hope you're staying safe during all of this. And thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me today, guys, and stay safe out there.